not nice. Baka not
first,
nice.
Not at first, yeah.
Yo, and okay, I live yeah. up to my name. That shit.
That dude's trash. Oh,
you don't like him?
Oh, bro, this guy stinks.
You guys like grime?
That's it. This is probably gonna be the last episode, guys. I can't do this shit no more.
Bro, I love grime, bro.
Got the style that you wanna bite, yeah. I could take you home in the night, yeah. Your boyfriend said he wanna fight, yeah. I would hate me too, I couldn't lie, yeah. Big talk, Tupac on a Segway, new top, color pop with the red flame.
Rocky, it's rock, rock.
Broke left with a Ben Frank, beep beep. Who got the keys to the Jeep? Hopped out the back, pull up 28 deep. Hopped out the back, bout 98 degrees. Hopped out the back, I was bumping in sync. Made Chamberlain. Silk on silk with some metallic on. She said I remind her of Mark Anthony. Never picking up my calls when she's mad at me. So I gotta check, go and check, get a room one, now. Check, every check, time check. I drop, I got a new style. Double up my dough like a Olsen.
That's right.
Double up my dough like a Olsen. Swap not jiggy. Pac over Biggie. Selena over Jenny. Tequila intro. Over Henny. Gotta get to know me and I'll tell you what I like. Ask around about me and it'll probably tell you why. Got a style that you wanna bite. Yeah, I could take you home in the night. Yeah, your boyfriend said he wanna fight. Yeah, I would hate me too, I couldn't lie. Yeah, big talk. Chamberlain on the podium.
In the back, right across the street at Arts and Rec, and they had just set up their half pipe like a couple days before. So
think,
it was like the
yeah,
first weekend.
The
and so everybody was just like standing, sitting on the half pipe, like there's listening to this shit, bro. This shit was legendary. Like.
No, it's all good.
My fault on that.
My son and Rossi's son were there, both just like running up the pipe, just fucking sliding down
this shit.
They
didn't break it.
Crazy, bro. Yeah. They were just running around, like everyone's just like. Making sure they don't step on because they kept on fucking like there's this like half yeah there's like this pipe
yeah
and they were kept on like climbing up the shit
just like running grabbing on fucking
yeah, me and Naomi were posted on top of the ramp and we kept on helping them like trying to get up because they were like running up the ramp and they were like sliding down that shit like it was a slide
the whole night.
It was funny because like at first like it was funny or it was chill because like there was nobody there for like a good minute and then out of nowhere just fucking a tidal wave of people just like came in like,
yeah.
I don't know if you noticed it like that but
yeah
I noticed it like because like I was one of the first people there
yeah
and like you know it was real chill like and then more people start coming the brews start coming then out of nowhere you look you turn around it's just like a fucking mob yeah. of fucking people.
How long yeah. was into it, like an hour, 2 hours?
No, it was like it was like before it really started.
Okay. Yeah, like, it was crazy. They all came at the same time too, which is fucking weird. It's yeah. like it was starting to come out. It was like four or five people there, and then it kind of got to like 10, and it got to 20.
I
and
think
then
by like 8:30, it was like packed.
Out of nowhere, it was just fucking packed. Like Claude damn near looked like 80 like people.
And the project's only 20 minutes long, so they got to run it back. We
ran it back twice. Yeah. So
the thing is, I'm not really surprised though, because when he had this event back here, it was just.
Oh
same
yeah,
thing, you know,
Barrio people, party was stupid.
Yeah,
lit
Barrio
too.
Party was lit. We had that. He just drop Augusty. During that too,
for Barrio party?
That was like 2016.
Yeah,
that's when everybody was wearing the pony jackets.
Oh, so he dropped Pony. No. Yeah, Pony was around that.
I think the Swab City show at Queen Bee was when he dropped Agassi.
That's right. Okay. Well, hey, shout out Rossi.
Shout out Rossi.
Very dope project. The main Chamberlain. Go check that out. It's got what, six songs with a
yeah. It's
very
got like
funny intro that
two
he
2 billion plays by now on Spotify.
Yeah, the very funny intro that he
is it on Spotify
dropped
yet?
On
it's on
this
Spotify,
podcast.
Apple Music, Sound.
It's on everything.
I don't know my Soundcloud.
No, for some reason, I checked and I didn't see it.
I think you got to do Rossi Rock one word.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. On Spotify.
It comes up on my search engine as like Rossi Rock is one word. Like the rock is lowercase.
Yeah,
and on that. Yeah, but shout out, dude. That was a fun after party. If you weren't there, you missed out. Very fun San Diego experience.
Yeah, for sure.
A lot of cool artists, you know, a lot of people there just, you know, networking and shit. And then just to come around and just be behind this, a good album like that, you know, definitely shows a lot of good things for the city as far as support and shit. So
sick new spot too.
Yeah, oh, dude. Shout out Arts and Rec. That's a cool ass spot, dude. Like I fucking it had that like Supreme vibe, but it's in Barrio. You know, it's a skate shop. Got all like the cool threads. You
it's
know,
like locally owned. It's like yeah, all the owners are
all
like
the 9-5
too.
Shades.
Yeah.
And you go on the back. It's got a sick ass like
yeah.
ramp there. People
it's a good
skate.
Time for San Diego. Like people could just be like, yeah, I'm from fucking San Diego.
I read
like,
that you can skate there for free on Sundays. You just got to sign a waiver. And then like, if you're under like 18, you got to have a guardian sign one time, and then after that, it's straight. So
I think that place has snuck up because I didn't even see. Do you guys see it being developed and stuff being
just
around?
A little bit, but it just popped up.
I just saw the after party, or the party was there, and then that's how I knew it existed. Yeah, so that's sick.
Yeah. Well, it's because we do the show here every Monday, so like one Monday we came and it was like, oh,
what the fuck is this? little ass building
going on down here.
Yeah, wood interior and shit. Dope store, man. Yeah. Shout out all super the fucking dope independent stores selling that good shit out here, man.
Hell yeah.
But getting into it, man. Welcome everybody all across the universe. This is Dice Roller Radio episode 12.
If
you are listening on SoundCloud, thank you. If you are on Instagram, or we don't got the Instagram.
We got the Instagram live going yet. We'll do it right now in a minute.
Or we'll get in a little bit. But hey, shout out Instagram live people. And we are currently working on getting on more platforms, Spotify, some YouTube clips. We're working on getting on a couple other like podcast platforms to kind of have a more longer reach in this whole thing. But yeah, man, I go by Will B, aka Will B the Don, joined always with me, the very creative, the very outspoken, the man who speaks to Rottweilers.
You're far too kind. Will B, it's me, Stilo Suave. We back here for episode 12 of Dice Roller Radio.
Know it.
Happy to be out here, sponsored by Tequila Light.
And again,
we
don't use this word a lot, but we have to use it for this very special occasion. We've got some very special guests with us, per usual. Go ahead, let them introduce themselves.
Yo, what's up? So I'm Chilvista Native, A-Cuts. If you haven't heard of me, just DJ. Been around the city a few times, doing things here and there, kind of linked up with Will back in high school, but
DJ.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
My name's Tiki Calloway. I've been here since 2016. Moved here from Arkansas. Grew up in Chicago for a bit. I'm a producer first off. And I run a label called Open House with a team of homies.
We're glad to have you guys, for real, for real. Like,
yeah, thank you guys.
Short
of course, thanks for having us.
One kind of cool thing about the show is that everybody, for like 9 episodes at least, has been hit up like the day of the show. So it's kind of sick not to be like super planning, not super thinking ahead. Like
sneak attack.
Yeah, yeah.
Just kind of hit them like, yo, we got an episode tonight. You want to pull up, you know, talk some shit. And here's what it is, you know. Then people 9 times out of 10 are like, yeah.
It's very natural. Sure. It's cool. It's cool to be like sort of bonding in this way, like having a regular conversation that's like actually gets sort of deep. Definitely, like, being able to set this hour or two aside, like, once a week is, like, necessary. For me at this point now, it feels like, yo, if I don't do this, like, I feel like I didn't have, like, human interaction. Like, fuck, I'm, like, sitting at a computer screen all day, like, designing. I'm like, yo, I need to
I feel the same way. I'll come back, dude, because I'm a graphic design major, so I'm always looking at a computer, producing, always looking at a computer. I go out after a full day or 2 days being holed up and I don't even know how to act human anymore. So.
Yeah. Damn, Tiki, I didn't know that about you, bro. I didn't know you were a graphic design major.
Yeah.
From where?
I'm doing SDSU. I just transferred in, but I took a few classes last semester, got in good with the professors. I like them. So,
Hell yeah. That's dope, awesome. Man. I went to state.
Yeah. Philosophy major.
Psychology. Sociology and anthropology.
Okay.
Yeah, but I liked it over there in the art department.
Educated guys.
I would go over to the Blick all the time. Like the art supply store that they have on campus and just fucking kick it.
I mean, it just feels like I'm glad to be done with my GEs. Now it's mostly stuff I enjoy a ton. Yeah. So it's like, it's always a good time.
They have a cool gallery too.
Yeah.
Like right there. Like it's usually like student work too, I think.
Yeah, they do like some open house shows every once in a while. I haven't been the one. I got to work every time, but I've had some stuff in their open houses. Seen some pictures. It looks nice.
Yeah, that's what's up. Well, let me know. I mean, if there's anything to do out there, like I'm super down to check it out again. I mean, I love that campus, bro, too. Like, literally went to school there for 2 years.
Bro, it's funny because I'll just walk in, go to my class, and that's all I know about the campus. I don't know anywhere else on the campus. I'm not even looking around, but I just know my little...
Since my degree was like split up into 3 different majors, like I had to be over in this area and that area and this other fucking area. Like, it's not like, oh, sociology, go to the fucking west side of the campus and leave after that.
Yeah.
The state's fucking huge.
Yeah. It is huge. I got lost so many times trying to find parties.
San Diego State is huge. That's actually how I like got to know the property is because of parties. You go around, go on Montezuna, you go like into the frat areas, you go down, you go all the way to State Street, and like just this whole fucking vicinity is huge, bro. Yeah. If it wasn't for partying and like going from house to house, you're like, damn, I didn't even know I'm still on campus type shit. Yeah.
Shout out parking, you know, on SDSU.
Dude, I heard that's crazy.
But both our guests, man, first of all, I didn't know we were in the presence of educated men from San Diego State. We're in for a treat today. Some alumnus.
Scholarly. Every statistic is going to have to be backed up with a source.
But both our guests are very involved with music. We have a DJ, or you DJ as well, and then you produce as well. So Jack of all trades here, of all the producers. So
what would you guys say is like your sort of genre that you not necessarily stick to, because like that's very vague. But like, what do you like?
To be honest, everything. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a DJ. It's more of like I grew up DJing like weddings and quinces and stuff like that. So I went into depth with a lot of genres, and you know, there's things that I listen back to nowadays that kind of help me with my production. So I kind of try not to limit my genres, just to have a wider audience.
Like top three.
Man, if we're going to go into it, to be honest, cumbias. Cumbias, just because like I've got so many people dancing, like when it's just dead, no one wants to dance. It's like, okay, last resort, especially here in San Diego, it's like you throw on the cumbias, at least three or four people are going to be dancing, then everybody kind of just clicks in. But,
That's lit though, bro. Actually, in Chicago, like the last times that I've gone, I've noticed that there's a huge scene for cumbias.
Really?
Yeah. Like, they fucking love that shit. And they'll take hip hop songs and, like, remix them to cumbias and, and eat that shit up. Like, it's lit.
It's honestly rad. It's but, lit. Other two, obviously hip hop.
Like, what kind of hip hop? Because that's also, like, really.
Yeah. Cool. I mean, it's so, like, vast nowadays.
Throw, like, the oldies on. I probably have to say, like, the new school,
early
like
90s.
Golden era hip hop. Like,
my favorite era of hip hop. Probably like 2003, 2004, I want to say. That was like
early
my prime. I just reminisce every time you hear something from that year, in my opinion. I was born in 95.
Like
so that's
what?
Like
G-Unit, Kanye?
G-Unit, Kanye. You got, I was really into R&B too because like my parents were struggling at that time. So I just remember my mom like trying to put on some like smooth music.
Play
just
that
try
Ja
to
Rule Ashanti
get stuff
shit.
Off her mind, you know. So I just remember listening to stuff like that. And that's kind of like why I'm into a lot of people sampling nowadays, like with all these albums coming out. Mm-hmm. All the samples they use is just, it takes you back, you know?
It's smart
that they do that.
You do it justice. And hell yeah, that shit sounds sick.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Okay, so cumbia, hip-hop.
Cumbia, hip-hop, and then I'd probably have to say like house, electronic music. I haven't really got into like dubstep, nothing like that, but I mean, I kind of started off DJing like Steve Aoki, Bloody Beat Roots, Wolfgang Gardner, things like that. So it kind of like, I changed my genre a few times, but then it was more like, okay, I'm going to try to incorporate everything, and it kind of worked for me.
I feel like everybody remembers where they were when they heard that Bloody Beat Roots, Steve Aoki.
You know,
Everyone knows where they were when they first heard that shit. Just like, that's like that song by itself kind of like ushered in. And then that Dead Mouse song, the Kids See, what was it, that Ghost one?
Ghost and Stuff.
Kids See Ghost. But okay, Ghost and Stuff. Like, those are like the two that like ushered in, like, kind of, in my opinion, like that whole like EDM like shit with like, you know, as far as putting it on a like a pop wave, you know what I'm saying? Like, it brought that sound to it, and then it introduced like other heads out here to bring out dope sounds as well.
No, for sure. Like a lot of hip hop like producers have sampled a few of those sounds, so it's kind of cool to like recognize that, just because I like kind of grew up listening to it, mixing it, playing it at parties.
What about you, bro? What's your top three?
Bro, Tiki got the floor now. Top three genres.
Top three genres.
Right, I think now. I mean, I listen to a lot of stuff, but I usually split into like my producer, kind of like DJ self, you know, that mindset versus, you know, my off time whenever I like some metal, I like some punk, but like more of what I'm producing and stuff. I like the Detroit, Chicago style house, like the soulful stuff. But that can go into like electro, techno, acid house. I like the UK genres. Like, I like garage. I like grime. I like old dub, like 1980 dub, like Rasta stuff. But like,
not for sure.
I like the old dubstep shit too. Like 2005 era dubstep. Actually had dub. But yeah, A lot of left field shit. I think a lot of depends on my mood. I like some world shit. That's about it. Yeah.
That's about it. Oh yeah. All right. Well, let's get into it a little bit. Talk about.
And disco. I like disco and funk.
Yeah, I feel like everyone fucks you
gotta,
with disco. Yeah, you got
like
to
you
gotta fuck with disco. If you shut it all out, then like you're missing a little bit.
I want to get into your name. I find your name kind of interesting. What was it, Tiki Tiki Calloway?
Tiki Calloway. Yeah.
Okay. Where's that stem from?
This story's fucking stupid, so I don't
yeah, we got
share
time, bro.
I don't want to share it too much.
You know, I remember being at one of the Weird Hughes shows, and like there was the very first time that I ever seen you or talked to you. And you like, I think this story that you're about to tell is like,
I think I did tell you.
What you explained.
I'll drop it on here because I try not to say it too much because it's a really fucking stupid story. But my homie, he has a sweatshirt. My homie Chris, he has a Callaway golf t-shirt. We're eating. He's eating tiki masala or marsala, and he dropped a little bit on his shirt. I was like Tiki Calloway, and I was like, that's a fucking good name. I'll write it down real quick. I've been using that for a little bit.
You find inspiration in the weirdest places.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Nah, it's like that whole one man's trash is another man's treasure. Like that man just lost a shirt to some fucking Tiki Marsala, and this man just
sparked a new
gained
idea,
the whole
you know?
Fucking brand identity because of it.
Yeah. So I liked it. I mean, it was easier. Like I could tell people once and they'd usually remember it. My last one was like kind of a tongue twister. So, I like the tropicalness.
Flows
of it.
Close too. It's pretty tight.
Yeah.
It does. It's got a ring to it. It's like, damn, that fool sounds chill as fuck. Yeah. What the fuck does he do? Oh, he's a DJ. Oh, it makes sense. Like, I don't know. Tiki Calloway rolls off the tongue.
Yeah.
So, and you said that you came here from Arkansas? Is that where you're from?
Yeah, so I moved here. My family's mostly from Missouri. They've lived kind of everywhere. My parents lived in Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi, Memphis, Joplin, Missouri. Bentonville,
like
Arkansas.
Like the south, like in that.
Yeah. They lived in Chicago for a good amount. They lived in the city probably for a good, I want to say like 5, 6, 7 years. Then they wanted to move a little bit further out whenever they had kids because it's just fucking chaotic in the city. So we moved to Naperville, Illinois, next to Aurora, made famous by Wayne's World.
Okay.
And then, yeah, I moved here. I moved there when I was a little bit younger, and then I moved here from Arkansas about 2 years ago.
So, like, well, how would you explain, like, the scenery now that you've been here? Like, what's, like, the vibe out there compared to, like, out here in San Diego?
I mean, I think I felt like it was a nice place to go to high school, too. I mean, it made me kind of come in from Chicago where there's more music shit happening. I definitely had to, like, go to the internet and just kind of some people maybe in the area knew some of this stuff. But that allowed me to kind of dig. I found a lot of stuff that I liked. And then whenever I actually made it back out to a city, I mean, I felt like I was more like educated on music to be spinning and really getting, I was already producing and stuff, but I think being in an area with an active scene, even though it's a little bit small, you know, it's still, you know, better than Arkansas.
Not so. What were like? What's some of like the inspirations you came up on? Because I feel like being out there, there's not like a whole lot going on. So you pick up on like a couple things and you stick to it. You know, there's not too many distractions out there. I'd imagine like around those areas.
Yeah.
So like, how was like,
What do you do to like have fun and get in trouble in Arkansas?
So I mean, there's plenty of lakes. Like everybody had a homie. I lived on the lake. Plenty of other friends lived on lakes. Like there's 9 lakes. So it wasn't too crazy to have a place next to a big lake. So, usually that we'd go canoeing on the lake. There were rivers nearby. You'd rent out like an inflatable tube with like 8 friends, get fucked up, and you're on a river for 8 hours. So you kind of just soak it up.
Yo, excuse my ignorance, but is that the Ozarks?
Ozarks, yeah.
That's where you
from? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit.
So
you know that show on Netflix?
The show, that's probably 2 hours north, but those same mountains, it has a similar look, you know.
Yo, that show is
I don't want to, I haven't seen the show, but my mom, she was disappointed because it wasn't actually filmed in the Ozarks, minus some shots.
Oh, really?
And she also didn't like how,
that's Hollywood, though.
Yeah, the people made it, because everybody where I lived, because it was mostly transplants. Like, nobody actually was really from Arkansas too much. So I can't rep the rest of Arkansas, but I liked where I lived in Arkansas.
Okay.
I mean, it was a little bit more
that gives me
urban.
Better.
It was more like, you know, it wasn't country bumpkins. Like, I mean, because moving there, that's what I had in my head. But I liked it. I mean, it kind of like was Colorado in a way.
Okay.
There's a lot of nature kind of shit.
Yeah.
That's crazy that you said that, because now like a whole like image of shit went into my head right now, thinking like, oh, it's like that out there.
Yeah,
like,
it's not flat. It's not flat.
They got lakes and hills, and they got fucking gangsters out there. All dudes running cocaine, meth, and fucking
heroin farms.
It was nice. It was like 15 minutes to Missouri. It was 15, or it's probably like 30 minutes to Kansas. 45 to Oklahoma.
But then
like,
once you get to those states, like,
it's not the
like
best part.
2 hours to anywhere else.
Like, I'd say if I were to rank them, Oklahoma would be at the bottom for me. Kansas would, Missouri, because my family lives in Missouri, so I'd
can't shit on it.
There's some
much.
Good. There's some good parts. There's good parts of St. Louis. There's good parts where University of Missouri is, Columbia. Again, like those same people wouldn't vouch for the rest of the state, but like there's some nice areas.
Okay. Damn, that's what's up. And you being from out here, Otay and like South Bay, Chula Vista, like knowing all that shit. That's what you knew your whole life, or like you
pretty much. I mean,
you didn't like move from LA or anything like that.
No, I didn't really move, but I've DJed in LA. We did a gig up in San Francisco. That was pretty tight.
Yeah, that shit was tight.
It's Davis definitely a culture shock there. The genre totally changes as soon as you get up there.
You think in the Bay?
In the Bay, yeah. They have their own little vibe. I was noticing that a lot of the songs they were playing at
people
this one little...
People move different, too, up there.
They move different. I mean, the lingo, but it's different. Like anywhere, you know?
Yeah,
but,
yeah, yeah.
I noticed that a lot of their songs were, like, a lot quicker. Like,
it's just
like they actually tamper with the BPMs and, like, pick it up to be quicker so they can dance. Because it's more of, like, a dancing kind of vibe up there, you know? Mm-hmm. So I noticed that. I was kind of intrigued by that because I've never heard that before, so...
Bouncing off that, you don't know, garage music.
So
basically house music was what was going on in clubs. Like, people were wanting to leave just because like it was 4 a.m
yeah,
so they're like, DJs, you gotta play faster BPM, so they bumped it up to 130 BPM, and that's how they got garage. It's all just from promoters wanting more energy in the club.
That's what's up.
More energy, spend money.
Yeah, the Bay is dope, bro. Like, when I was first starting to rot, like two of the first pop-ups that we did were up in the Bay. Damn, that shit was mad fun.
A lot of support up there.
We did it at these house parties that my homie Angel was throwing over in Oakland. And it was fucking mad lit, bro. It was super fucking cool. Like, they showed mad love. And that was like the first month of doing the brand, you know? Like, the very first pop-up was at Rerun in Plaza Bonita Mall. And then after that, I did one in L.A. and two in San Francisco. And then after that, it was like, I think Burger's Playhouse was one of the fucking earliest ones. And then a bunch of other, like, different pop-up swap meet type style over here. The Barrio Flea Market was one of them. Like, kept doing that shit. But I love going to the Bay, bro.
Now he's a traveling man. He's going to Seattle and Chicago now.
Chicago.
Tell us about your trip going to the club that lost their electricity with Albert.
Bro, okay. Yeah.
Seeing Mall Grab, one of the biggest artists now.
Bro, yeah.
Walk down memory lane.
I seen a video of Mall Grab, bro. That fool's killing it. Yeah,
he's a playmaker right now. He's coming up.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, Albert basically dragged me to this fucking club. And I was like, bro, like, this fool wants to go out. Like, we're in Chicago. Like, everybody's like trying to turn in. We're like, I was like, bro, I'll fucking go with you. Like, whatever. Where you want to go? Let's fucking go. So we go to, it's called Wicker Park, I believe. And there's like some different shops around there. There's this like streetwear boutique called St. Alfred's. It's like super high end. It's kind of like what Blends is.
Okay.
If Blends carried like more apparel.
Right.
And shit. And then just down the way from there. And then there's like a whole, it's like Gaslamp also. Like, it's kind of like Gaslamp, but it's like a little bit cooler.
It has
cooler.
That kind of like vibe to
like,
it.
Like, it's not super fratty and like super fucking like touristy. So there's a spot called Debonair where Mall Grab was playing at, but that whole block, not across the street, but just that side was all out of power. And like, there's a bouncer and he's like, well, y'all can come in, but like, there's no power. So whatever.
yeah, come in at your own risk.
We still have to charge you that cover fee though.
Yeah, no, they hella wanted to. And so people were like leaving, people were standing in line. Like, what do we do? We were just outside, like drinking some fucking tequila or some shit like that. And, And we're like, fuck it, like, let's just go in. Like, I think they're letting people in. Albert was like, yeah, I'm trying to fucking still go in here. I was like, fuck bro.
I know Albert was yanking you to get in there. I know Albert likes more grass.
Yeah. Type shit. We were, like, chilling. Like, I didn't give a fuck. Once we were out there, I was like, bro, we might as well fucking go back at 5. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, we're just out here. So he goes in. I don't know. He just maneuvered around the bouncer or whatever. And then I kind of go in behind him, like, lagging a little bit. And the bouncer's like, yo, like, where's your ticket? I was like, oh, shit. I was like, bro, my homie's got my ticket. Like, let me go grab him for you real quick. I was going to fucking grab him. Like, I didn't have my ticket. We go inside and fucking we're, like, kind of standing around. We're just in a dark-ass bar. Like, I don't know what the fuck is going on. Like, there's three candles drinks? And, like, yeah, they're still serving, like, cold beer, you know?
What time was it? Was it?
It was maybe, like, 11.
Oh, okay.
And Mall Grab was supposed to have started already. And, like, you know, there's no music. There's no power. And, like, there's just this big-ass, like, empty, quiet bar. Like, people kind of scattered throughout. Dark as fuck. Like, you got to be, like, this close to see somebody's face. You know what I mean? And it's finally, like, I see somebody go down some stairs. And I was like, yo, like, let's go over here. Check this out. We go downstairs. And there's just, like, this bartender chick. And she's, like, with one person just, like, giving this girl beers. And, like, they're just talking, chatting. And we're just like, hey, fuck it. Like, let's sit right here. And, like, me and Albert start talking to this bartender chick. And she's, like, mad cool. Like, she's hooking us up with drinks. Like, oh, yeah, just talking shit about the place, having no power, whatever. We're just, like, having random conversation. Like, an hour must have gone by. And then finally, like, the lights all come on. And we're like, oh, what the fuck? Like, and then we find out that, like, music starts playing. And then Mall Grab comes on. And we were like, oh, fuck. Like, we run upstairs and, like, get to the very front of, like, where he's playing at. And it was just a fucking lit-ass set. Like, you know how it is when you're in the front row. Like, girls be pushing up on you. And fucking their man's all grabbing them and shit. Like, fucking dogging you. Like, it is what it is, bro. Like, I'm fucking standing right here. Like,
yeah.
But
it was your first, bro.
But it was fucking lit. Like, it was a good-ass time. And the music was fucking great. And I think it was, like, the epitome of what, like, that Chicago experience could have been like. Because, like, that's a big DJ. Like, he's a fucking big-ass artist.
Big time,
you know?
Yeah.
And, like, it was a small-ass venue. Like, it was relatively small. And then I ended up spending, like, way more days there at Debonair. Like, the other homies, like, the next night it was a fucking hip-hop night. And they were just playing all, like, drill music. Yeah. Fucking Chief Keef, like, Chance the Rapper, like, everybody knew all the music. Everybody was fucking dancing, getting lit. And, like, those fools, I know them differently. So the next night I was there, I was literally just standing where Mall Grab was DJing at. And I was, like, in the back drinking champagne with, like, just the other fools that were just DJing and shit. Like, they didn't even know me, bro. They just, like, their friends brought me around and were like, yeah, he's cool now. Like, whatever. So shout out all those fools, because I've been seeing them too. Like, just this past weekend was Mishilada Festival over in Pilsen, which is like another it's like still considered city of Chicago, but it's like kind of further. It's like what Chula Vista is, you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
But it's like still considered city, and it's very similar to Barrio Logan. There's a lot of Chicano art everywhere. There's like a Mexican American art museum like in Pilsen, and so like these dudes, they throw this Michelada Festival, and it's fucking lit. Like, I just been seeing all the videos and shit from it, and, like, all those fools get to DJ, and there's just a bunch of tents, and everybody's mixing these different, like, pre-mixed Micheladas and fucking running around drinking them. Like,
there needs to be a Michelada Day all the time.
Yeah, there should be a Michelada Day.
Somebody
6/19.
Throw it.
There you go. June 19th.
That's a good pitch out there.
Dice Roller Radio Michelada Fest.
Hey, it's coming. It's coming.
Bring your own Michelada.
We can get the homies from out there to come through, too, because Big Meech was telling me. He was like, bro, like, I want to do something in San Diego. I was like, yo.
Damn, you know Big Meech?
The Big Meech.
Larry Hoover? That's sick, bro. Fuck yeah. Is that how you guys know each other? Chicago? You guys met through, like, Chicago connections? Or
let's rewind, bro. I don't know. How do we know each other?
I like, the first time we ever met was at, like, a Weird Hughes, like, with Jackie, What's her name? Jackie, like, she's a singer. Like, she's
no,
a
yeah,
DJ,
Jackie Mendoza.
Jackie Mendoza, yeah.
I'm trying to...
It was over in Otay. It was, like, or in East Lake or some shit. Like,
well,
no, weird...
I think we met before that. What was this place over here behind this?
3192 commercial?
Identity.
Identity.
Oh, at Identity.
They used to carry Rottweiler,
right,
I think.
Right,
and...
right. We talked about this. Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, I don't really remember, but yeah. I've known him for a while.
Well, because it's funny that dude that you're telling me that does the, like, the solar generator, thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's actually the dude from Identity's, like, homie from middle school.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So, like, they go way back.
So, I, like, when you were sending me that shit, I sent it to my homie Alex, who used to run Identity. Yeah. And then he was like, yo, that's my homie. I was like, what the fuck? The world is tiny,
no,
bro.
No, it
like,
is. Yeah, 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 yeah,
gets
yeah.
gets smaller every fucking day.
Really?
That's dope.
So, yeah, we met. We met, like, a couple years. I mean, that was had to have been 2 years ago, because...
Yeah.
No, maybe the beginning of last year.
I mean, I think Rottweiler was the first...
Well, you've been here since 2016.
Fall 2016, yeah. So but I think probably early 2017, whenever I start really knowing more people and stuff.
Getting into it.
That was my last question, I think, to you, was why did you choose to come to here?
My brother, he plays football. Good football player. He had some offers coming out of college. But if you know the junior college kind of system, you can fucking get a lot bigger and stuff like that.
Yeah, I went through that whole thing.
Southwestern actually has a really good program.
I went to Southwestern for football.
JUCO.
Yeah.
He's doing that right now. He needed a roommate, and I was going to go to University of Arkansas, so it was a lot better than that. So,
I imagine college in the South. I mean, you see it on TV. That's just
I mean, the drinking kind of already started like sophomore, junior in high school. So by the time I was ready for college, I was out of it. I wasn't into that stuff too much.
Oh, yeah. That's sick, bro. I'm glad. Where can we find some of your music at?
So probably in 2 or 3 days. I have a new record that came out about 20 days ago called Cabana Jams EP. It has a little bit of acid, a little bit of electro. That's going to be on Spotify probably in like 2 to 3 days. It's out via Bandcamp right now and on SoundCloud at the Open House label. Open House label at any major thing, but yeah, all the projects are gonna be on Spotify in like 3 days.
Sick. In this super hot swamp ass weather, it's very refreshing right now.
The TL, bro. Man, I'm glad we're doing a fucking episode though, dog. Like last week, I really wanted to.
All right, Acus, bro.
Yeah,
Where does your name come from? I'm very curious about that.
That was actually given to me by my dad, to be honest. I remember I had a bunch of different names, and keep in mind when I started, I was in sixth grade, so my dad's looking at me like, nah, dude, by the time you're in high school, you're going to think that shit's whack. Like,
Acus?
No. So I had a bunch of other, I can't remember like the ideas I had, but he was like, nah, that's, you'll get made fun of.
What's like the most embarrassing one you can think of right now? Drop it.
Well, I mean, you know, not a lot of people know though. I've always been into like streetwear and stuff like that.
Right.
So like my first like brand I really got into was like seventh grade. I was really into Bape.
Okay.
So I wanted to be like DJ Bapesta, but then my dad was like, "No, that's fucking
Bapesta.
Retarded." Yeah, he was like, "That's fucking retarded. Don't do that."
Did you own any pair of Bapes?
I did actually. I remember. So one of my uncles, he was actually like known for like selling Bape and stuff at the time.
Where was that?
This National City, to be honest.
But, like, where did he sell it at? Like, to his homies?
No, he was more of, like, an eBay vendor. Like, really low-key. Gotcha. Like, no one really knew that he was on deck with stuff. But he always had heat. And, like, anything that he would have trouble selling, he would just give to me. He'd be like, here, rock this. I didn't even know what I was wearing.
Yo, not gonna lie, dude. Fucking Famart used to have a lot of Bape.
Yeah.
A lot of Fape. But it was there for motherfuckers who say they had Bape.
No, you know what? When I was in high school, there was a store right here called Commissary that the homie Skylar would always be at. I think he like part ran that shit, but they carried Bape and like Billionaire Boys Club and Stussy and
Supreme.
Yeah,
that was big at the time too. Billionaire Boys Club, but
that's still my favorite.
Anyways, getting back to it, my first name's Anthony. It's another thing a lot of people don't know.
So that's
just,
the A.
They think my name's Acuts. They'll come up to me be like, "Hey, yo, what's your name again?"
Acuts.
Like, yeah, Acuts. Nah, but he came up to me and one day he was just like, "Hey, Acuts," and I was like, "What?" He was like, "Acuts," and I didn't know. I had no idea what it meant. And then, like, whatever, he would just keep calling me that. I really had no name. I was just going out as a DJ. And then, I was like, one day this person came up to me. They're like, "So what's your DJ name?" And I couldn't think of anything. So I was like, "Oh, it's Acuts." So I just stuck with it. And then after a while, I finally asked my dad. I was like, "Why'd you call me that?" Because I was still really, like, fresh into DJing. So he was just like, "Well, the A for your first initial and then cuts as in, like, scratching, like cutting up beats, you know."
Okay.
And I was like, "Okay, that's cool, except I don't know how to scratch yet." So I had to learn that to kind of like
to like live up to
actually
the name.
Live up to the name, yeah, because I don't want to be a fake around here, but
yeah,
I mean,
there's that that Kanye song where he's like, or his thing is Drive Slow. Where he's like, nickname me K-Rock so they leave me alone.
Yeah.
Like, School Full of Stone is like, I don't know. That shit's fire. I think that's like a, I wouldn't say common, but I feel like it's one of the names that like, as far as DJing, like it's there. Like it's sort of like there's historic relevance to like.
Totally,
the name
yeah.
And, like,
no, but I thought it was pretty cool. So I just, I stuck with it. And then, I mean, that's what I kind of introduced myself as in high school. Because in middle school, I was still going through that, like, EDM vibe. That's when, like, all those little raves here were kind of, like,
popping.
Yeah, popping at the time. Like
the raves in front
push
of
pop,
the
city.
Yeah, like,
fucking,
I Love SD and all that. Like, all those.
I need to get a history lesson. I don't know
so
about
it was,
this.
It was basically, like,
the skate, not the skate parks, but, like, the rollerblading.
Yeah, yeah, the
Deezers, bro.
Oh, yeah, so.
Deezers.
So I feel like after I went to high school, like, a lot of my friends ended up going to different high schools, so we kind of got separated right there. And that's when I started meeting new people, and, like, I got into different genres, and I just ended up being, like, the school DJ, and everybody knew me as, oh, that's the DJ. Like, they didn't know me, but they would just know, you know?
Because between, I remember between you and Juan, you remember Upscene? So between you and him, like, you guys were always the go-to guys for, like, either the school function or the outside function.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I think that's something that you could always, like, have on you. It's like, I've been the music guy. Like, I was out here, like, DJing your fucking high school functions back in the day and, like, all the, like, school dances and making it fucking turn.
No, and you see, my favorite thing is, like, I don't have a pro account on SoundCloud. I just never ended up doing it, but I literally delete mixes and I just upload new ones.
Mm-hmm.
But I have people that come up to me from like middle school and they're like, hey, I still have your mix,
and they have
it in their like old ass iPod, and I'm just like, wow, like I don't even have that anymore. So it's kind of cool to see that, like, the evolution of like my mixing. And
oh yeah,
I mean,
that's lit. Would you ever want to go do something with your high school, which, like, your old high school? I was,
to be honest,
at Mar Vista earlier today. That's why I'm thinking about that shit. Like, yo, it'd be kind of cool to get them involved.
I mean, if I had like that whole high school reunion thing, I think I would like agree to it if they actually reached out to me and like, hey, you want to spin? Because I DJed at our like prom, our homecoming, all that stuff.
Oh really?
It was crazy.
Oh,
like
shit.
I got that into it.
Were you able to play anything you wanted?
So that's the thing. They had a lot of restrictions. Like, they were basically cool about it. They weren't assholes, but they were just like, you know, everything has to be clean. I was like, yeah, I understand that. That wasn't hard to do, but it was more like stupid, like, terms and songs where they'd be like, hey, you can't play that.
Don't play nothing that makes the kids want to grind up on each other.
Yeah, no, exactly. And
don't play,
like,
that YG walking shit.
Walking up, pulling partners apart and shit. Like,
don't play that East Side
Not
Boys
even
and
dancing out here.
Lil Jon. Don't play that.
And in high school, I was DJing a lot of slaps, so everybody was just on each other. Like,
none of that touch your toe shit over here. Throw that out.
I actually got in trouble a few times for doing that. But, I mean, once I graduated high school, I kind of like.
That means that the parties were lit, though, because there was no restrictions. You're like, I'm going to let it all out right here.
No, for sure.
What was like, so obviously the vibe in high school was like you were the DJ. Like, whether people knew you or not, they were like, that's the DJ.
Yeah. So that was kind of cool. I liked that about it. Well, another thing that I thought was pretty cool is we had this, like, time where if you were, like, from Otay and you went to, like, an East Lake party and there was someone that didn't fuck with somebody else, like, it would just be instant, like, fades, you know? Like, you would just see fights everywhere.
On site.
And,
damn, with the Otay East Lake beef?
Like,
oh, that got crazy, yeah.
I remember my buddies calling me. I didn't end up going to the party that night, but they were at some party. I forget what high school, but they got kicked out because they were from Otay, and they were like, dude, we got kicked out, and they're playing your mix. And I was like, damn, like, at least they're vibing to us, you know?
Damn.
No, that's
kind of representing. So I thought that was kind of crazy.
That's whole shit.
But, I mean, the music brought everybody together, so.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
What about, like, what was your vibe in high school, Tiki? Like,
it was just all trap stuff. Like, it kind of pushed me into, like, listening to a lot of other stuff just because I didn't really like it too much.
Well, and then you moved around a lot, too, so that kind of, like, influenced
your
style, right?
Yeah. I mean, so that's why I like disco a lot. My parents like disco a lot. They liked old funk stuff. I think that's what I take away the most from it. But I think a lot of it, the internet, I learned a lot from the internet.
Yeah.
And also just, like, looking, you know, like, after I moved away from Chicago and then even just knowing some stuff that was from there, I looked, you know, I found different artists that I liked and stuff like that. And, you know, I think it's some of the best music that's ever come out of the Midwest other than, like, rock and stuff. So.
Right.
I mean, damn, it's definitely a trophy.
That's dope, yo. I'm glad that you guys are both out here, because I think I feel like pretty confident saying that the majority of our listeners are like San Diego, like Chula Vista, yeah, like locals. And so, I mean, for you to have that perspective on like the music and like growing up in Chula Vista and type shit is like really dope, contrasting you growing up essentially on the East Coast, South. I mean, to just fucking San Isidro, San Diego, like that shit might as well be fucking China, bro. Yeah, like it's so far removed, I think. I mean, I don't think people get that perspective.
I mean, I think it was definitely interesting moving here, and you'd bring up house, you'd bring in techno and like EDM always like, but in the Midwest, like it wasn't too much like that. Like you'd bring in a house or like techno, and like they knew kind of like the old dudes, or like, you know, kind of like how hip hop is hitting out, like in San Diego. It's like, you know, it's not just all EDM, you know? So
yeah,
I think
it's a fucking smorgasbord.
Like, so like some of the bigger, some of the parties out here that were able to replicate that vibe of the Midwest, like the old, you know, like warehouse kind of parties and stuff, but well done, you know, with good lineup. Like shout out 3192 parties, like playing acid house and stuff. Like a lot of people coming to those, like probably that was their first time seeing that music live. So it was nice, because tell them about that,
what you just said.
3192,
yeah.
So 3192, if you were around early 2018 and late 2017, for probably a span of 3 months, there was parties back in Barrio Logan on 3192 Commercial Street in a warehouse. Played acid house and like older form soulful house for a long time. So those were some raw parties. But Albert, he had to move up to LA, so they don't go on anymore. But they're sick. I know.
That shit was tight though, bro. That
there were some sick parties.
Fuck.
Okay. And I think during those period, I mean, it went from playing that shit and everybody would walk out to like people are like, you know, I like this shit now. You know.
Yeah.
I think that was definitely a big hurdle starting out in San Diego, but I think personally it made me a better DJ, because I was like, you got to think outside the box. Like in San Diego, you got to do faster transitions than like in the Midwest, where you could play a song for 3-4 minutes, you know, if you wanted to.
Yeah. I can feel that. Like I faster pace, people get bored quick. Like,
so with all that being said, like, so with all like the different experiences between you, I'm curious, is like, what's like the biggest advice like you guys would give like people trying to be DJs out here? Cause I feel like it's something that, you know, anybody could pick up, because it's very accessible, but you know, there's also the skill factor, the ear you got to have, and also the experience. So, like, what's something like you, like a gem you want to give out to the people out there trying to DJ these days?
Because
I know you come from like an old school shit. You've like scratched records. You've learned mix from like without the whole digital side. Yeah. Like you've done it analog. So
I mean, if you can start out on vinyls, that's what I would recommend, because it perfects your craft. Like you understand more once you get on like some CDJs. But only thing I can recommend, if you're DJing on like the West Coast, really like popular places, if you're like looking to DJ and play things you want to play, like, I'm sorry, but that's not going to happen unless you have a really big name. Like as far as clubs down here, because there's pretty much like a top 40 set playlist that they make you play. Right. So a lot of people like get into the club scene thinking, oh, you know what, I'm gonna be playing like all these dope songs, but in reality, no, they're just playing like all the pop right now.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, so that's one of the reasons.
That's why we had to go to the streets.
Yeah. No, but honestly, I take over like a warehouse party over a club any day. Yeah,
I mean, it's a good environment. People who are seeking to come to that kind of stuff, everybody has a good head on their shoulders. It's always a good time.
No restrictions.
They go late, you know.
Yo, who got a lighter? You got a flame?
Nah, I don't got anything.
I don't.
You got a lighter?
I do, in my car.
Oh, brother, this guy's
there's one in here.
I know there's one in here.
Here.
Oh, right here. There's some matches.
Gang.
Last resort.
There you go. Some matches.
First resort.
I think for me, for people who are wanting to be DJs, because I know lately there's been a pickup of people DJing kind of like the underground electronic genres and stuff, which is super tight, because it just makes anybody who even wants to start a label of that kind of music, there's more people to play it and maybe get people to like that kind of music.
Uh-huh.
But I think one of the biggest things San Diego needs is either, you know, some just smaller labels to pop up, putting out like producers putting out that stuff. But a big thing is just small radio shows where they bring local dudes in to do mixes, like have some internet presence. That's what is really missing right now.
Well, let's move on to the next section, bro.
Well, I was going to say, I appreciate you guys giving your backstory. helpful to hear all that.
I feel like this is my first time actually talking about it.
Yo, can you pass the Rasta man right there?
Yeah, well, we appreciate the fuck out of you for being over here talking about it for the first time.
For sure,
you
thanks for having me.
It's pretty like, tight. I'm sure we're going to be seeing more of each other now at this point, bro.
Definitely.
You need a DJ, man. That's the guy.
Yeah, right the thing is like, I weave in and out of it. I feel like I get into it again, and then I kind of, like, take a break, focus on production. But right now, I was actually telling Will, I'm on, like, this speed bump right now where it's just, like, all my ideas are kind of on a halt because I'm not satisfied with, like, my content. So
I feel
it's a constant
content
struggle.
As far as, like, not the music,
so
but
as far as my
visual.
Like, I still work on mixes, and I like to put out mixes here and there just to, like, because I still have people that, like, ask me, like, hey, are you going to put something out? Like, mm-hmm. There's times where I don't put something out for, like, 2 years, and then they're like, hey, what happened? Like, are you done DJing? And I'm like, nah, you know, I'm just kind of, like, not into what's out right now.
Right.
And that's another, like.
I got you.
Where can people find your stuff? Because we got his info. Where can,
I mean,
like,
right now I only have my things on SoundCloud, A-Cuts. You can go check it out. I have two mixes on there. One of them is like, it's older, but it's like, I'd say like a top 40s, like hip hop kind of vibe. And then this last one I just put out is actually one that I had in archives.
Okay.
I ended up finding it, but it was like an old school mix, like some early 90s going into like the early 2000s. So,
oh yeah,
I like that kind of vibe too. That's what I grew up listening to.
Cool. Oh yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Check me out on SoundCloud, A-Cuts. Appreciate the support.
At not underscore A Cuts.
At not on Instagram.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you guys do for July 4th?
To be honest, I worked.
They didn't get you off?
I got but I got that holiday pay.
I was about to say you got a holiday pay. Yeah, that's all I'm at.
Okay.
What about you guys? Anything
I got a little bit late off start. I probably got rolling around like at 1 p.m. I went over to Sergey and Lydia's. Homie Josh, all the homies were there. They're serving mimosas. Got a little pregame going. Went to our other homies at a place called we call it like the Pink House, kind of like the after party house. All my friends live there too, so we're just kind of. It's in Golden Hill, so it's a nice area. We walked around a little bit. And then there's a show going on at a venue called Title TK. Some other friends were playing that.
Where's
so.
That?
That's over off El Cajon, near the San Diego State side of El Cajon. Just a kind of like an underground venue, you know, they just have stuff going on all the time, so.
That's what's up.
That was nice.
It's cool, yo. I had regular shit. I was just Olive Garden and then in Point Loma, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Got some salmon with capers. Actually was fire. I was just celebrating American freedom and shit like that.
And then, one in Chula too.
Right across the street from the one in Point Loma, there's like this fucking 4 or 5 story like parking structure that serves like the In-N-Out and the 7-Eleven. Like it's fucking random. Yeah, there's a gym. There's a gym, but it's like this kind of doesn't do.
Oh, okay. I think I know what you're talking about.
So we just fucking pulled up to the top of that. There was hella empty parking spaces, and we just watched the fireworks from right there. Like, it was,
perfect scenery.
Probably smoked
shit, I was out at the pool most of the day, and then I went to Coronado. Yo, crazy shit, bro. I pulled up to Coronado, like, you know, just kind of, like, spontaneous. Just like,
hella.
Hopefully I find something
out
here.
You just find yourself at Move Time one time real quick?
Well, because, like, I had a worst-case scenario plan. So, like, worst case, if I don't find shit in Coronado, like, parking-wise or spot-wise, like, my girl's parents... We're in IB.
Oh, yeah.
And they had a spot. So it was just a matter of parking on the pier.
Oh, they were just posted?
They were posting on the beach.
Oh, they don't live down there?
No, they do. They live right off of Dairy Mart.
Oh, bet.
So they're like right in the cut.
Hell yeah.
They had a spot right there in the beach. So I was like, okay, fuck it. I'll go to Coronado. This shit don't work out. Then I'll bounce down south.
Yeah.
Got riders I'm about to give up. I see this couple pull out. And then it's like right in front of where the restaurants are on the bay side.
I bet.
Not even a far walk, nothing. And yeah, we posted up over there, watched fireworks in the bay, right there in Coronado.
Il Fornaio and Peoli over there, like by the Burger King and all that shit.
Plaza,
right?
Yeah, right over there. But like it was in that one, it was like two streets before, like.
Oh,
that's where I parked. So I was like, I was kind of in the neighborhood. So
I got you.
I was like, you know where the Marriott Coronado is right there?
Mm-hmm.
I was like right there.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't too far from us. Yeah, so it was a dope experience.
Sounds fun, yo.
Getting out of there was a fucking death match, though. It was a fucking nightmare. Almost got down with two people. not literally, but like, no, there was a dude out there who was just being a dick, and then there was like some chick who was gonna try to cut people off, and then I didn't let none of that shit happen. So,
some hand throwing.
Yeah, nah, dude, I was out there, you know, I threw my middle finger up a couple times. They weren't gonna do nothing.
That kind of hand throwing.
He was out in the field.
I was out there. I was swerving around. I was on full motion, bro. Ain't nobody about to cut me off. Like, don't be a dick. Don't be that guy. Like, everyone's trying to get out at one time.
I hate
like,
shitty driving, bro. Why do people gotta not use
real reckless shit? Especially, like, on the bridge, bro. Because, like, the one with the chick happened near the bridge. It's like, why are you going to be reckless on the bridge, bro?
Yeah, that's...
Like, come on, bro. Like, we're all trying to get out. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, why are you going to make it difficult? Think you're going to speed up and cut everybody off and then just cut in front of someone to get out? Like, you know, it's, come on.
Well, it's like if you're coming from Coronado, you don't have to work, so you don't got to hurry anyway.
why are you so bad? Like, you're in traffic. We get it. I'm in traffic, too. We had to wait. You don't got to cut people off. But, yeah, dude, that was my 4th of July. It was pretty fun. I was also listening to the Drake album during that whole 4th of July because I haven't listened to it when it first came out.
Yeah.
So, like, I took that time.
Is that the first time he's actually dropped anything during, like, the summer? Doesn't he
dropped. I think he dropped the...
Everything is like October's very own, October. Like,
you would think, right? Like, it's because of alcohol, October's very own. It would be like in October, like always a drop.
But I just thought that was a regular
thing. I feel like because he knows the market that is summer. Like, summer's market
is probably
outdoes. Maybe winter because winter's like, you know, you're inside and you want to like listen to music. But like, I don't know. Do we have a summer anthem yet? Like, what would we call a summer anthem? Like, last year, I think Bodak Yellow kind of took it. Like, do we have a summer anthem this year?
I know the one for electronic music right now.
Well, okay, what's the electronic?
I'm the one, it's a track by Krypton called Neutron Dance. Track out of Europe. Good track. Kind of like a New Order kind of shit.
Now, does that have a song like a summer kind of vibe? Or is it like really like electronic?
No, it's more like, of like kind of like a, like I said, like kind of like a New Order, but so that's more kind of like old school sounding. It's not EDM. It's a good track though.
I remember Calvin Harris dropped last summer around this time.
But yeah, but you're talking about like some like top 10 songs that get played the fuck out on the radio type shit. Like,
yeah, I know. I'm talking. That's what I'm talking about. Like, because like hip hop like is considered pop technically. That's like the biggest genre right now, I think we could all say, but. I don't know. Like, you just think about it. I feel like that one Kiki song. You guys seen the Kiki challenge? The one with Drake? Yeah. The Kiki. Yeah. You love me. Are you riding?
That's like ghost riding shit.
It's just like they're dancing and shit. Like, there's a whole challenge going on right now. That's how shit starts, bro. Black Beatles. There's a challenge. Black Beatles is number one song. Bad and Bougie. Did Bad and Bougie have a song? I don't think so. But songs that have a challenge to it usually fucking blow the fuck up.
Like the fucking, what's the one that Ray Shrimmer would do?
That's Black Beatles.
Oh, right.
And they did like the everyone paused.
What was it called?
Oh,
that was recent too. How do we not remember that?
Something challenge. Oh, fuck.
The Stand Still Challenge?
I don't know. It'll come back to us.
I don't remember. But everyone would stand still during that whole song, but... I feel like with this Drake album dropping, like, you know, it was a good time because it was in the summer. So, like, he's usually, like, on top of it with that. But I don't know. Like, it got me thinking because you don't usually have to question, like, what's the summer anthem? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's usually just one there and then, like, we champion it.
It's surprising because there's so much good music that's been dropping. Like, literally, like, G-O-O-D music. Like, Kanye dropped, like, 5 albums in, like, a month.
All in June, right? And it's just, like... You know what I mean? Like, there was, like, a whole rollout to that. But you know what's funny about that whole thing with Drake? The album had a lot of clarity. You know, people thought he would get the fuck out of here with that whole beef thing.
Yeah.
And he came out.
He fucking just talked shit to everybody. Like, but no one's going to drop music, like, right after him. Like,
well, how
he
do
got
you...
so many plays. Like, anybody that talks shit after that is, like, going to sound whack as fuck.
What did you think about it, though, overall? Like, with the 2 albums and, like, everything, the content? Like, all
bro,
the
I haven't even been able to listen to the whole thing. Like, really? I've only listened to, like, the first album and then, like, some of the second.
Has anyone heard it, the full album?
I've heard the full thing.
What did you think of it?
It's pretty good, in my opinion. I mean...
You like side A or B better?
A, for sure.
You like the rap side? Yeah.
I've only been listening to side A, bro. Yeah. Like,
I'm not really into his, like, little pop.
You know the Michael Jackson family is pissed off at him right now? Because of how he used the hook? I'm not gonna lie, like, I knew Michael Jackson was on the song, but when I heard that, I thought it was The Weeknd.
Oh, really?
Is that too out of left field? like to assume that The Weeknd and Michael Jackson have very similar pitches and singing.
It's like that one pitch, though.
I don't know. It's just like there's not a lot of people that sound like Michael, and then it's just like when you put someone up like The Weeknd and just like the way he sounds on a lot of songs, you're just like, yo, who else could sing like that other than like Michael? In my opinion, you know what I mean? He's just that tone, but obviously The Weeknd's got like that whole druggy, like, you know, vibe, and then you got Michael's the happy, you know, pop guy,
right?
It's different, obviously, but
damn,
I feel, and I remember like I saw a thing where like The Weeknd and Drake were beefing, so I feel like that record would have sounded so much fire if The Weeknd was on it. That's just my opinion.
Yeah,
and he wouldn't have pissed off Michael Jackson's family because I guess they had a dispute over that, because obviously that has like the highest clearance in the land, you know, between Michael Jackson, Prince, and
brother, trust me out,
Marvin Gaye.
Let me tell you something real quick, bro. I was looking at this catalog today, right, and on this this T-shirt, they're going to have, like, the Mona Lisa, like, screen printed on the T-shirt. And I was like, what the fuck?
Has that
like,
never been done before?
Nah, I'm just saying, like, how do you get the rights to print, like, the Mona Lisa? Like,
Yeah. I'm having to deal with so much copyright shit right now. And it's a bitch.
Have you seen the...
seriously something. So I couldn't imagine that.
Have you seen the Ape Shit video, Jay-Z and Beyonce?
There
was this big thing about how iconic it was because you had two black people record a music video in like this historic museum in Paris that, like, you know, all the historical facts in there usually include black people are usually not positive. And then like the iconic like message of having them rent out the entire museum by themselves and throw a fucking music video in there at the same time with the real Mona Lisa, the real like statue of David, or like there's a whole bunch of shit in there, like just like all these like super like timeless like pieces that are like, you know, if there was ever a disaster, like, they would take those and put them in a bunker. Like, that's how valuable these fucking pieces are.
I read you can do the same thing for, like, I think it's, like, $12,000. No, I think it's even cheap. I think it's, like, $5,000.
For what?
To rent out the Louvre, parts of the Louvre.
$5,000 for, like, just
to rent
room?
It out to film. Like, how they did
it
in the
music
video. I
wonder if that's,
video.
Like, hourly.
I don't know. Like, $5,000 seems really cheap.
Yeah. Because I looked it up. So I was like...
Yeah, there's just like because nice you brought up the Mona Lisa, and I was just like, you know, it was crazy. Like,
I wonder how long they had to have it close for.
Like, to shoot a whole video, they only had like four angles.
That could have been couple
run throughs.
Yeah, no, I'm sure that could have took a lot of shit. But I'm saying like they only had like a couple. Like they didn't have too much, you know, like into it. They had like lights, you know, and like a couple like sequence things. No, but yeah, a lot of times they were just sitting on a staircase.
Dope. But I feel like you don't need like so much to accomplish what they got. Like, it could be done. Like,
I just think, I just thought that was like fucking.
No, I feel you.
Crazy. Amazing video though.
That was a great video.
Those memes are fucking ridiculous, bro. The ones of 50 Cent, the memes that 50's been posting of Jay-Z, like
the jet ski one is funny, bro. And then like it's funny because like there's a you got Beyonce looking fearless, no protection on her shit. She's all cool. Zooming by, and then you got Jay-Z with all like the padding, the helmet, the floaties, and the fucking
the helmet,
all
classic.
That shit. The fucking helmet is the crazy part, and you just see him just like. But have you ever seen like all the Jay-Z memes before? Like, that's probably like not even the funniest one. There's like one where like he's like jumping in a pool, and like it was like the most awkward like way to fall into a pool. So people were cutting that out, and like it was like the awkward falling and shit.
I never see that.
Yo, Jay-Z memes are probably next to SpongeBob memes as far as like the greatest memes of all time. But that's a topic for a totally different day. But
hey, I got a quick one. What are you rocking, bro? What's on the dome?
We're gonna do that right now. I'm actually not sweating right now, but yo, I got my SD hat on again, gold thread. I got this polo shirt that I've been wearing all day, along with some basketball shorts because it is hot as fuck outside.
The navy blue and red is fly though. Like, yeah. I feel like it's a dope print.
It's a cream shirt.
You could do that on like so many different colors though. Like, it's dope though how it looks.
I've had this shirt for a minute. It was clean with the thread like how it used to, and like now it's kind of like old, but. It looked a lot more.
You got single stitch sleeve though too. This shit fire.
Quality, bro.
Yeah.
Pay for quality. Ay. And then Vans, you know.
Bad.
Yo, shout out
Vans, bro.
Of course.
I just got these Vans slip ons, bro, plugged.
Oh dude, I want a pair of fucking slip ons.
You never go wrong with slip ons, to be honest.
What about you, bro? What you got on? You got the new merchandise.
Oh, I got the new double stripe Rottweiler tee, black and white. You know, the homie Ryan from Rerun blessed me with this fanny pack today, bro.
What is that? The sports one, or is it world sport? What's the top one?
So, that's pretty hard.
I don't know, bro.
I like the color.
It honestly looks like something out of the 80s. That's pretty tight.
Yeah, that seems like an 80s skis resort.
This shit reminded me of like a lowrider bike seat.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Like that vinyl that they wrap.
Yeah.
I like the globe on
the
side, too.
Or like some pleated cushions.
The patch is sick. I like the patch.
Yeah.
Well, hell yeah.
It's a screen print, bro. I was tripping out on this shit. Yeah, the Van slip on it is
some classic Cali.
Some Gap jeans. And I got the Rottweiler Yin Yang hat. Do what thou wilt.
I like that design. The Yin Yang one.
That's really hard.
Yeah,
that's just crazy, bro. Sometimes I forget. I'm like, damn, like people are really out here getting to see a Yin Yang like in their life today because I'm rocking this hat. Like,
and do what thou wilt.
Yeah.
Do what thou wilt.
It's a message, you know? Like
you gotta do an episode one day on the backstory of that.
That would be a good topic.
I think a lot of people don't really know what that even means,
like,
you know.
Yeah, chaos magic shit.
It's a rabbit hole.
Yeah, it's a deep one.
But it's a nice motto.
What do you got on, bro? So what's your shirt say?
What am I wearing right now? I bought this shirt I think yesterday. Jim Standard, shout out Edwin. I think it's a brand called Power Supply, I think from LA, but the designer Edwin was telling me he's from San Diego. He did he did all the graphic stuff for Supreme like 5 years ago, for a good while. He said it was during their golden age.
That's about right.
But yeah, I always like to go in. He always hooks it up, so I like shout out Edwin, Jim Standard.
Hey, shout out Jim Standard, yo.
Jim Standard, yeah. And what you got on, bro? So last but not least.
It was a hot day, so I just kept it really simple. I always go with that Hanes, like just blank tee. I got some Converse on. They're like these inside out joints. They're pretty tight. Deconstructed look to it. And then on my shorts, I got Not Your City. Shout out to Seabass. It's one of my boys. He has his own little brand going right now. So it's a local thing.
Sick.
And then I got the Preem hat.
The Young Supreme.
Yeah.
5-panel classic.
Yeah, I try.
That's sick, bro.
If you want that local, go to Whiskey Locker. Shout out Dell.
That camp out. Hey, shout out Dell. Hell yeah.
I went in there because I get my haircuts there now.
Dude. Yeah, I met the barber there the other day, bro.
Dope dude.
Yo, I want to have him on the show next week. We got to see if we can make that happen.
I walked in.
Make sure you do it last minute.
I walked in. I had a shitty ass mullet. And I walk in there and he's like, you want to keep a mullet? And I said, sure. He said, barbers are into doing mullets right now, so I want to give it a shot. So, yeah, he's my mullet guy now.
Hell yeah, that's tight. Bro, that's sick.
All right, yeah, we're about to put this to an end, but before we get out of here, it's called Top 3, and then it's just like followed up by just like, you know, some simple questions. You give some simple answers, and then, you know, just like real quick shit, but gets to see like what you guys are about a little more. So we'll go ahead and start with. I got a couple new ones in here, too, so if you want to jump in on it, feel free.
Hell yeah.
All right, first one, it's a new one, is what's your favorite cereal?
I like Raisin Bran.
Raisin Bran. That's kind of boring, but I fuck with
it. Bro, I fuck with Raisin Bran.
I don't know why,
I just like Raisin Bran.
Yeah, some almond milk in it. Yeah.
But if I'm feeling a little funky, I like cinnamon toast.
That should just make me rethink a couple things right now. I was like, damn. Yeah, Raisin Bran is fire.
Raisin Bran's pretty dope, yeah. All right, what about you, bro? Favorite cereal?
Honestly, I'm not going to lie, that Raisin Bran is really good, but I have to say, I probably have to say Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah, that's it.
I was eating that when I was little, man.
That's my favorite. What's yours, bro? Cinnamon Toast.
I think Lucky Charms, bro.
Okay. Yeah, you know what?
Okay. So everyone needs their sugar.
Yeah.
And then Raisin Brans. I fuck with Raisin Bran, though. Let's see. Hot or cold? Which would you prefer?
Hot or cold?
Hot or cold?
Hot.
Hot. So you fuck with this weather?
Right now? Yeah. I don't mind being a little sweaty.
Hot or cold?
See, I'm gonna have to say cold, just because I'm pretty spoiled here in San Diego. Weather, yeah, when it gets hot, it's hot. You know.
Hot or cold? I'm pretty stoked on the heat, yo. To be honest, I fuck with all type of weather. I mean, I make clothes. Like, I love doing that shit for the cold, but like, I like the way the hot feels. Like,
me too. Yeah.
Like, I think with hot, you can still go out, you know, but when it's cold, you can't, like,
you can die.
You're limited.
Like you can't go out without a jacket.
It just looks more beautiful.
Just find a shady
hot,
spot,
know?
And you should be.
When it's cold, it's usually gray.
Damn, the sunsets have been crazy.
Like you know what I mean. Like you got to endure a little heat. You know, it kind of sucks. You got to sweat. Get a
have
little
you guys seen the moon
muggy.
Lately?
The moon's been crazy.
It's been huge, man. It's crazy.
When I first moved here, I thought every day, like, I was kind of going crazy a little because every day looked exactly the same. And I couldn't, it made me so I couldn't really keep track of the days sometimes.
That's how
I look outside and I was like, the weather's the same. I can't use the weather as a marker.
That's that lackadaisical vibe you'll get, you know what I'm saying? All right, top three clothing brands off top. What is it? Three brands
say,
you can't live
without. I like kind of like the acne kind of shit. I like the pretty modern, bold stuff. Shout out Rottweiler. I still like Rottweiler.
Hey.
And right now, I think shout out all the gym standard shit right now because their kind of in-house shit is really nice right now. So, I think.
About the top three brands.
Man. I'm honestly going to sound super basic, but obviously I have to keep Supreme in there.
Okay.
Just because it's just been a thing that I've been doing for a long time.
And you got some. You know, some motherfuckers be saying Supreme, and then they don't even got no fucking Supreme.
Yeah.
Know?
See, but I like having, like, the rare joints, you know? Like, stuff that you don't really see, like, everybody copying nowadays.
Okay.
Second, I'd probably have to say Bape, just because that's what I actually started with. And then third, honestly, I love Hanes. That's, like, my thing. Like
comfort.
Comfort, man.
Shout out Michael Jordan.
I want up that.
All right. Last one. If you were stuck on an island and you had three albums, what would they be?
Yeah. There's a record. I mean, it's hard. Kind of like an ambient kind of electro record from Berlin called by a dude named Roman Flugel.
Okay.
Probably any of his. I like them a lot. That's a hard question. Motor City Drum Ensemble, kind of any of his kind of tapes, you know. He just does them in order. One more.
You gotta get something to set the vibe, man. You know, you're on an island. There might be some island women, you know.
There might be some island women.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta,
I was saying.
You just gotta, like, you know, you gotta expect for any kind of scenario out there. You got the intense shit, you know, like the shit to think to, you know, you got like the shit to survive, but like, you know, there might be a time you might need to unwind.
Yeah.
Bro, the Denzel Curry record, the one with like the early on days. It's
Before Ultra and all that?
Yeah, yeah, the...
I fuck with that.
I'm shitty at titles. I got a bad memory with names, but I know the title.
Okay.
Or I know the cover and shit, but that one.
Okay. Hell yeah. What about you?
Dude, it's really hard because, like, I'm really skimming through a lot of things right now. But I probably have to say maybe, like, Earth, Wind & Fire classics.
Okay.
Just
get a whole, like, the whole classic album.
Classic album.
Greatest hits.
Probably Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Right.
That's, like, one of my favorite Kanye albums. I could relate to a lot of it at the time. It was pretty cool. Third one. It's honestly pretty hard. I'm not saying this just because it's like what we did, but I probably have to say The Breakfast, just because it like helps me track back to what I was making and thinking was like, oh, I used to think my production was on point, and now I listen to it and I'm like, you know what, like I could have added this, this, and this on it.
That's the beauty
of
it.
So I kind of see myself grow when I listen to my music.
No, I think about that shit too sometimes. Like, I'm not just that one, but like everything, like that,
even
MIA,
that one's pretty tight.
Yeah,
MIA,
MIA one's fucking solid. Classic. That's sick. You remember what you said? We answered this like 3 episodes ago. Have you had time to think about it?
The three albums that I would take.
Top
with
three
me?
You have?
Fuck, I don't remember what I said. Bro.
I think I said 2001 Chronic. I said, what was it? I think I said the Childish album. I fuck with that Childish Gambino album, Awaken My Love.
Oh, yeah.
That was a fucking one I needed. And then a Kendrick album. I think it was Section 80. Yeah, I wanted Section 80, Awaken My Love, and 2001 Chronic. And, yeah, that was my top three.
Yeah, I think for the record, I'm going to go back. I think Lil Ugly Mane, Mr. Thug, Isolation. That's I'll exchange that one out for the Denzel Curry. Okay. See a Denzel. I'd say probably want to keep the other two, but I'm gonna throw in a 3-6 Mafia Stay Fly. I like that record a lot. So
hell yeah,
Memphis stuff.
Hell yeah,
Stay Fly. Y'all remember?
Yo, it's fuck. Seb showed me some wild ass shit. He like sampled Stay Fly. It's crazy.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's just hard, bro. I can't wait for that shit to drop.
Oh yeah. What was the song I said I was going to close out on? I think it was the Mob Ties, off of
Drake.
Mob Ties. Well, you know what, guys? It's been fun. I appreciate it once again, you guys coming through.
Yo, hey, real quick, I would definitely take Sade Deluxe. I would take.
He remembers.
No, this is totally different, bro. I'm a new person. Like, that shit was 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, bro.
Okay.
No, I would definitely take Sade Deluxe. Like, you gotta have something like that.
Indeed.
If it was like, if I had to fucking take a CD, it would be that. If I had to take a cassette tape or some shit, I would take like the Eagles, like Hotel California.
Okay.
Classic.
And then, fuck, bro, probably like Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon.
Side of the Moon. Mm.
Like, fuck, I would just be on a sick ass trip, like on an island.
Tripping nice. Yeah, I feel it.
That's how I'm feeling right now. Like, after I answer, I'm just like, nah, there's so many.
Yeah, there's so many other things.
I'm asked the question, like, I go blank, but then I'm just like, oh,
that's
I
why it's fun.
That
just like, get you thinking of all your discography of music. Like, oh, yeah. Damn, I can't live without this one, but I need that one. Like, I just said, oh, fuck.
There's one Fatima Yamaha Imaginary Lines. Okay, I'm going to end on that one.
All right.
I'll throw one more good one.
There you have it.
We're going to have links for all this shit. Like.
We'll come back and we'll, like, put down our top 10 and just fucking, we'll just, like, we need all of that. But hey, man,
hell yeah.
Thank you guys again for coming. Thank you for everyone that is listening to whatever it is you're listening to us on Instagram, SoundCloud, and again in the future we'll be going on to like other platforms, Spotify, etc. So
yeah, we're looking forward to that. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in right now. Shout out to everybody that's been fucking with Rottweiler.
Got any shout outs?
Hey, and shout out these two motherfuckers.
Last minute shit again.
Nah, for real, like, shout out A-Cuts,
no,
yo,
thanks,
like,
thanks for having us,
shout out T. Calloway, y'all are fucking excellent.
I'm gonna have to give me some Rottweiler gear, though.
I like, got you, bro.
The stripe tee is pretty cool.
We'll make that happen.
We'll push you on,
I still need my stripe tee.
For real.
Naomi, bro, Naomi has to take, dude, she, like, had that shit on for, like, a good couple of days straight.
Yeah.
She fucks with that, too.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so, thank you for that.
Oh, man, I appreciate you guys.
But yeah, dude, Dice Roller Radio, episode 12, our go by will be AKA, will be the Don.
Kilo Suave, Rottweiler.
Yeah, Chula Vista native DJ A-Cuts.
Tiki Calloway.
Thank you again for listening. And you said Mob Ties, so I'm going to go ahead and put on the Mob Ties. Shout out Drake. Scorpion was a great album. Answered a lot of questions. Kanye, you foul for that shit, bro. So I still fuck with you, Kanye, in a music level. Thank you, everybody. God bless.
It is what it is. Yeah. GLE, took that Lambo moving fast. S class, G class, lot of class. In a rocket, and that bitch ain't got no tags. Louis bags in exchange for body bags, yeah. I'm sick of these niggas. Sick of these niggas. Hide some help. Get rid of these niggas. Fuck what it was. It is what it is. Whatever you did.